You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
To bow out gracefully.
Song of the day, I'll Be Around by the Spinners. 464-568-5. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
And sparks turn into flames, and love can burn once again. But I know you know, whenever you call me, I'll be there. Whenever you want me, I'll be there. Whenever you need me, I'll be there. I'll be around. Yeah.
Song of the day, I'll Be Around by the Spinners. 464-568-5. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
I love it when people try to tell me that that today's music is better than the 70s.
Yeah. Tell them to just laugh at them and say you're crazy.
Why don't you go listen to the Spinners for about 4 minutes, then come back to me. Tell me there's a song like that that's being played right now. That's incredible, Jake. That's one of your best. That's one of the best songs you've ever chosen.
Whoa.
Yeah, now they played that song. I don't know. It might be a subliminal situation. You say you didn't hear it at Camp Randall. They played that song during warm-ups.
How early before the game?
It was pretty early. You might not have been there
I got
yet.
There about 25 minutes prior to the game.
Oh, you were not there. Yeah, this was probably 70 minutes.
Oh, God. No, I was still drinking at that point.
Yeah. Okay, they have a great playlist at Camp Randall. They go really old school. They go really old school.
It's including your favorite song, Build Me Up Buttercup, in the fourth quarter.
No, it's not.
You didn't sing that one?
I don't even want to talk about that. But this one is... I don't know, Jake. It's 1973. The Spinners, I'll Be Around. I'd say 9.6. 9.6. It's one of the absolute best you've ever played. And I'm going to listen to it again today probably 3 or 4 times. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Anything that helps you get through the day.
Okay, Scott gives it an 8. Jennifer, 6.5. Rod, 7.5.
What about Harrison?
Oh, sorry.
How could you forget about our son over there.
Sorry. We got to guess Harrison's score. What was your score again?
9.6.
I can assure you his score is not that high.
I don't know. He's got good taste in music.
The nines, no.
Well, he never gives anything in the
go
nine.
5.1.
Not higher. 7.6.
2.8 with the description of nah.
Harrison, why? Not just didn't click with you? That's fine. I appreciate your honesty. Nah.
Harper, -1. Harper's dad, -2. Bird in Columbus, -2.
Wow.
These are surprisingly low scores here for that song. Chance says, now I'm impressed, 8.6.
Okay, Chance.
Yep. Kevin in Southwest Lincoln says 9.6.
Okay, yeah, we both gave it a 9.6.
Kent, 8.8. Ohio Husker, 6.8. Eric in Lincoln says 4.7. Pedestrian.
Pedestrian.
John Des Moines got a guess there?
I think John likes that. I mean, I think he likes more. Oh, come on, what would you call classic rock?
Hair bands.
Classic rock. He probably gave that a 4.
4. Song 0. Is an 8 for The Voice alone. Spinners were awesome.
Wow, John. All right. Thank you, John. Thanks.
Mike in Kansas says, I imagine Logan Smothers singing that song this week.
Yeah.
8.5.
Yeah, he should be. He should be playing it in his headphones.
Kyle, 7.3. And Sheila, hello, Sheila, 9.5.
Okay, good scores. Not all good scores, but it's usually, people understand, it's usually there's a wide range.
It's true. That's true.
What else you want to talk about?
Well, tonight there is a...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Basketball game. Nebraska plays Tennessee State. Nebraska is a 17.5-point favorite tonight. If you're curious about Tennessee State so far, I'll tell you what they've done so far, Sip. I know you're curious. They have lost to Alabama A&M by 9. Lost to Norfolk State, who's a decent team, by 7. That's respectable. They lost to Nebraska's Saturday opponent, South Dakota, by 17 this past weekend, 83-66, and they beat something called Fisk, 111-56.
Here's the deal on Tennessee State.
Tennessee State.
They have what I, according to the scouting report that I heard, they're much more talented than Idaho State or Southern, not as well coached.
Okay.
So they come back, they're more talented. They have some dudes. They have a couple transfers. Transfer from Purdue, I believe a transfer from Georgia. So they have some length, they have some talent, but probably in the same kind of realm overall as Idaho State and Southern. No surprise. Now, yeah. What Nebraska's trying to do right now is again, just keep working on the point guard picture. Alonzo Verge has come around a little bit in the last two games. I think they feel pretty good about that. But they're not. Hey, listen, right now they're not getting tested. It's really not a test, Jake. These aren't tests. But there's things that they can work on as they build momentum towards December, which we all know is going to be a tough schedule, starting with a trip to Raleigh.
Yes.
To play North Carolina State. So they're trying to build up some steam, if whatever steam they can muster from these games against lackluster competition going into December.
Per your colleague Chris Basnett's research for this game, how about this stat? Tennessee State has fouled more than just about every team in the country so far this year. They allowed South Dakota on Sunday to have 49 free throw attempts.
Oh, that must have been fun to watch.
49 free throw attempts in a game by South Dakota.
Yeah, South Dakota. So they, you told me they lost to South Dakota.
Yes, by 17.
Yeah, and South Dakota lost to Drake by 49.
Hey, we all have bad days, you know. Yeah. We all have bad games.
Yeah. This won't be much of a game. 8 p.m. tip-off.
Also from Baz, according to Ken Pom, Ken Pom ratings, this is the Tennessee State is the lowest-ranked team remaining on Nebraska's schedule this year at number 323 out of 358.
8
a.k.a. don't lose this game.
8 p.m. tip-off.
Yep.
8 p.m. tip-off, BTN.
Be there or watch it on TV like me and Sip.
Yeah, I'll probably watch on TV.
17.5-point favorite, though, for Nebraska. 17-point. What would you take on that one? I hate betting basketball.
Don't even ask me on that.
I'll take the over for Nebraska. Cover 17.5.
You think they'll cover?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, the over? I don't know. What's the over-under?
What is the over-under?
You're saying they'll cover.
Yeah, they'll cover.
You're getting
Excuse
your
me.
Gambling terms mixed
I'm not
up
a,
there.
I'm not a gambling guy. I love talking gambling.
Jimmy the Greek?
Yeah. They're going to cover 17.5. You heard it here first.
Okay.
I don't have the over.
I don't know what to do on that. I'd be inclined to say they'll cover. I'm inclined that way. They played Idaho State Friday. They beat Southern Sunday. They're in some sort of rhythm probably right now, without being pushed to the limit. They should be relatively fresh mentally and physically. Yeah, I'm just wondering who's going at 8 p.m.
I'm curious the crowd on a Tuesday night, 8 p.m. against Tennessee State.
What kind of crowd will be at PBA tonight?
I will not be there, but I'm encouraging fans to go.
Will there be 10,000 people there tonight?
I don't think so.
Well, there'll be 7,000 people there tonight. That's where you're hitting your threshold right there.
I think 7.
Yeah,
it'll be
seven.
Not quite half full then, because capacity is 16,000.
Yeah, 7's probably realistic.
Before we get to break, if you guys are looking for a good job out there, Continental ContiTech is hiring. They're starting at $21.72 per hour, and you can get up to $23.42 an hour. They have 75 years of doing experience in Lincoln. 4 generations of families have worked there. It's a career, not just a job. Again, starting pay $21.72 per hour. Grows into wages of $25.55 to $27.55 production for production jobs. They've got skilled trade jobs such as electricians and steam fitters paying $29 plus an hour. Salary jobs are available, great benefits, medical and prescription at very low premiums. Go to continentaljobs.com for info on jobs, keyword Lincoln, to specifically see opening Continental Jobs in Lincoln. That's Continental Conti Tech. Go to continentaljobs.com for more info there on their jobs. When we come back, more discussion on Adrian Martinez and the outlook for Nebraska football next year. Is he back or not? Is it obvious yet?
Oh, come on.
Is it obvious yet? Next, early break in the ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.